Hello, Potters. Thank you for downloading Date of Production. So if you're listening the day we made this catch up, it's the 1st of December.
Woo! Festive season!
So, well, it's a lot of things. It's the start of Christmas season. It is also the start of summer,
yep.
Although we're Queensland, so that kind of happened weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true. All year round.
All year round. And the other thing is it's Borders Open Day.
So many things happening today. Yeah. Families reuniting at the airport. Love is all around us. It's just amazing.
All that BS. Thank you for downloading the catch up and hang about, guys. More details on how you can win with Alpha Bucks coming up real soon here at Cliffo and Gabby's Catch Up. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's Catch Up.
Here in Queensland, the sun never stops shining, which is great. However, it also means we need to be really conscious when it comes to slip, slop, slapping and making sure we're protecting ourselves from the sun. There's actually a guy who has created such an amazing invention to make this easier for us. His name is Raphael McGowan and he joins us right now from Backslap. How are you, Raphael?
Gabby, I'm great. Cliffo, good morning.
Thank you for joining us on the show. You have some, I guess, deeply personal reasons as to why you created this invention. But first, tell us about the backslap itself, because like Gabby said,
it's crazy.
This is such a simple, yet it's never been around invention. Tell us about it.
It came to me because I used to go to the beach, go for a swim, and I couldn't reach my back to put sunscreen on.
Mm.
And I thought, why not create something so it allows people to easily do it? And from that, people use it to put sunscreen and you name it, any other lotion, to any part of their body where they can't reach. Simple, but it's effective.
Yeah, it's insane that this hasn't been thought of before because it is so important to get that little spot in the middle of your back. But what it looks like is a back scratcher. Like it's got an extendable arm on it so you can get to that little middle bit, but has a sponge on it so you put your lotion on it and slap it on and off you go. Tell us a little about why you are so passionate about sun care and also melanoma research.
Certainly, Gabby. So I lost a sister to melanoma that was found on her back when she was 31 years old. And when that happened, I realized that melanoma skin cancer, the most deadly form, is actually the highest in Australia and any other country.
Mm.
And on your back is the most at-risk place.
Wow.
So I thought if people can't reach it to protect it, then let me create something that can, so then people don't have to ever miss that spot and potentially get burnt there.
And it makes so much sense to me too, Raphael.
Because it does.
Last time I snorkeled the Great Barrier Reef, it was that, you know, I was on
Your back is the one that's exposed.
I was on a boat, yeah, without my wife, and I couldn't reach the back. And to be honest, I was too pig-headed to ask any of the people that I didn't know to get that part of my back, and I got badly burnt. So, you know, if you are in a situation like that, your creation can prevent that and potentially save a life, Raphael.
Ultimately, it does, and it is quirky. I'm the first to admit that, and especially the name Backslap. People are like, what is that? But you know that when you go to the website or you look at the packaging and you look at our socials, it's always that sun-safe message which comes through. So it's a product, but it's first and foremost, it's a way to educate and just share that sun safety awareness.
So important and so great that you're able to do that. And, you know, there are other uses for it as well. Like you can get the multiple sponge pack to go with it. You can have one sponge for sunscreen, one sponge for your fake tan, so that you've got the fake tan, which is the healthy tan.
That's it. That's it. Bit of variety in there.
Gabby, thinking outside the square, as always. Go to backslap.com. So it's BAKSLAP.com. And we've actually got 3 backslaps to give away right now. So if you want one, call us 131060. Producer Carly standing by to take your call. And please, please, please be sun safe this summer, particularly
definitely
in our beautiful state of Queensland, because, yeah, the rates of skin cancer up here are just way too high. A man who's lived through it in his life and done something about it, Raphael McGowan, thank you so much for your time. Good luck.
Thank you both.
Cliffo and Gabby on here.
I am officially the worst customer, the worst shop customer in Queensland, but it's not my fault.
Oh, all right.
It's my wife's.
How's that happen?
Okay, so the shop involved is a jewelry shop that shall stay unnamed.
Okay.
Let's just say it starts with a P and ends with Andorra.
I wonder who that could be.
My wife has gotten into the bracelet things with the charms.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool for me because a
so easy
very
gift.
Easy gift to buy,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Love my mum having one of those.
And she's getting a bit spoiled this year. My wife, she's getting a new bracelet and some charms and stuff like that. We went in there about a week ago and spent about 200 odd bucks. So, geez, spent at this unnamed jewelry store. So all that happened, and I'll be honest, in the back of my mind, I'm like, should I be doing this? Because Black Friday and Cyber Monday is coming up. Thank God all that's done now, because it was a pretty crazy weekend.
Number of emails, yep.
A lot of stuff happening, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, you only get those emails because you register, so stop whinging about it. Yeah, it was huge, right? Black Friday went right across the weekend. Yesterday was Cyber Monday, and this particular jewelry store was offering 20% off.
Everything.
Everything in store, 20% off, which is when you spend a couple of $100,
that's
like
chunk.
50 bucks in your back pocket, right?
Yeah.
So my wife, she knew what she's getting for Christmas. She chose it, right? Mm-hmm. And she's a bit, like, she works in retail, so she's a bit of a bulldog when it comes to a bargain.
Mm.
So she's actually looked up this shop, looked at their website, and she's found out they had a 30-day return policy.
Oh.
So her theory is if they don't honor the price, worst comes to worst is you just go in, you return the product, and you buy it again. They have to do it. So she sends me to do it.
Right. Well, it's her gift. She can't do it. You've bought it and you're gifting it to her, so it's yours.
I kind of thought you'd be on my side there.
Nah, never going to be.
But I don't know.
She
it's
can't
not
do it herself.
Very me to go back into a retail shop and go, hey, I bought this and it wasn't on special, but now you got a special.
Can you give me back the 20% that I paid?
Give me my $50 back. That's essentially what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She's very good at that because she works in retail. Me, not so much.
She knows the retail speak.
But she was working, so she sent me on my merry way. And I walk in and I just crumble. From the minute I walk in, I'm like, 30-day return policy. $50 back to me.
You're sweating and they're like, who is this guy?
Like the 16-year-old serving me goes, hold on, I'm going to get the manager. Manager comes over and you can tell, like, the manager knew I was stumbling and bumbling, but the manager knew what I was talking about. She was playing ball. So she did, like, the only way they could do it was to do a full refund.
Yep.
So I got the money back
and then
I just had to purchase. And the manager knew I was in the right and all that, but you could tell she wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
And all that. But I did as I was told. I did what my wife told me to do.
Happy wife, happy life.
Well, yeah. And just don't forget, Gabby, it's important for you to note that, you know, I, of course, do wear the pants in the relationship. You know this, right?
No one knows
you know that,
that
right? Are you with me on that? It was revealed very, very briefly on the show yesterday that one Gabrielle Elgood stole something.
I need to preface this by saying it was 100% an honest accident.
Oh, I'm sure a judge has never heard that. I reckon you were the first person. It was claimed innocent after being found guilty.
It was a total accident that this happened. And I'm sure many a people have been in this boat before where you get a grocery haul at the supermarket and you realise that one item was not scanned. So this happened on the weekend. So my partner and I, Nev, went to Woolies. We got our big shopping trolley, like our big weekly shop.
Naming the victim as well. That's game.
Okay, sorry.
Listen in, Woolworths.
We went to a shopping centre. Yeah, that was really silly on my behalf. But anyway, we went and did our big weekly shop. And while we were shopping, we went through all the cold section and everything first. So we needed to get a cooked chook. And because it's hot, we didn't want it with all the cold stuff in the trolley. So you know how there's like a hook just underneath the rail of the trolley, like the handrail that you hold onto?
It's, yeah, it's
there's
a little hook. Your bags on, isn't
it? Yeah. Well, we just hung the chicken on that hook to stop it from being near anything that was cold in the trolley. So it was really smart at the time. And
it's still smart now.
Still
it's
smart now.
The perfect plan.
Well, then we went through the self-service checkout. We got everything out of the trolley. We put it all through the register and did everything 100% correctly, put it in bags, took it out to the car. When we got out to the car, I realized the chicken was still hanging on the hook at the back of the trolley and had been disguised by the leftover bags and it hadn't been scanned.
That's the point where Gabby starts dancing, everyone, because she got away with it.
I accidentally stole a cooked chook. To the point where we got home and we were unpacking the bags. I'm like, oh, can you just put the chicken in the microwave just to store it for now? And my partner Nev was like, oh, I'm not touching it. That's I'm not putting my fingerprints on that bad boy.
Well, that's smart because they're very greasy as well. The fingerprints would stick right in there.
He didn't want to have anything to do with the fact that it was accidentally taken. So 131060, what I want to know, what do you do in this situation? When you realize it was an all honest mistake, you did not mean to take anything for free.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Mate, I reckon, like, I know I've been giving you a bit of stick. Mm. I honestly reckon, though, karma would get me because I'm scared of karma.
Yeah.
I never used to be. It's only after I had kids. I'm like, oh, my God. I've got to be careful.
I've got to be careful now.
Good stuff has to happen in my life because I've got dependents.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm worried about karma now.
Yeah.
But it is hard because on the other hand, I go, like, I know if you talk from, you know, old Grandpa Trev's Mitre 10, like a mom and pop kind of business, you'd be the first one to go back and be honest and all that. But, man, we're talking about, like, Woolworths Limited. That's like, it's one of the biggest companies.
And we do not condone taking things from any shop. But this was an accident, 100% honest accident. I did not mean to do this.
I think you have to go back, mate. The karma.
Yeah, I don't want karma to get me.
Scared of the karma, mate.
Maybe next shop I just, like, scan a chicken twice. What do you reckon I should do?
Hales is here. Hey, Hayley, what do you reckon Gabby needs to do?
Hey guys. It only happened to me on the weekend. So I was going through Coles and starving. So I was just like, need food. And anyway, we got to the car and my son had some baubles to put on the tree on the weekend. And I'm like, nah, karma's going to get me. So I went back, paid for them. And the girl looked at me like, why are you even coming back to pay for them?
Really? You got away with it, mate. Just go.
Yeah, but... But, you know, like, I said, oh, and I taught my son, like, I was like, we don't steal.
Well, that's the thing, hey. If you've got kids in tow, you've got to do the right thing. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, you have to set an example,
don't
you?
Yeah, good on you, Hayley.
So they can grow up and then have this same moral dilemma.
And make up their own
mind. When they're in 30s. Is your mum listening to this right now
going, I hope not.
God, I took her back. Maureen's going, I took her back.
My mum will be like, I thought I taught you better.
Where did this come from? Jane's here. Morning, Jane.
Morning. How are you going?
Good, Jane. What do you reckon? What do I have to do about this cooked chook?
Well, I think it's kind of like what caller one says, right? If you noticed it closer to the shop, then the only thing you could really do is take it back and pay for it. Mm. But you don't have any kids, right? Mm. So you don't have any lessons to teach to anybody.
Wow.
Go away and enjoy the stolen chook. I mean, it's in your belly now. What's anyone going to do about it now?
Yeah, I've got no kids. I don't need to set an example.
No,
don't have a statewide platform or anything with children listening on the way to school right now.
You're hilarious.
I love your reasoning, Jane. I don't have kids.
You can justify
so
anything.
I don't have to be a good person yet.
Yet.
Shannon's here. How are you, Shannon?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Good.
What do you reckon, Shannon? What do I have to do?
Yeah, I agree. If you then and there take it back and pay for it, but if not, go donate somewhere, even out the karma.
I like it!
So take the money I would have spent on the chook and donate it to a worthy cause.
Yep, that's right.
Not bad.
Can we get a commitment? Can I get, what are they, $10 chooks? $11?
12, I think.
All right, $12.
Yeah, 12.
Can we get a $12 commitment from you, Gabby?
I will commit to go back and pay for the chook and to donate because I have to set a good example. I don't have kids myself, but as you said, Clippo, they might be listening.
See, this sucks, man, because I wanted to leave this topic thinking less of you.
No, and now you wanted to leave this topic with me in handcuffs.
I wanted to leave this topic with you being in all sorts. And now you're a good person. I'm just disappointed.
Clippo and Gabby's dating tips from the 50s.
Back in 1958, there was a women's magazine article listing the 129 surefire tips and tricks ladies could use to snare a husband. And because nothing has changed since 1958, I am here to get you ladies a husband with some tips.
Delete Tinder.
Yeah,
Bumble,
don't need them.
All of them.
You don't need them.
We got Gabby's dating advice from the 1950s.
All right. So, if you're looking for a husband, a good place to look is night school. Take a course men would like. Or, here's another idea, volunteer for jury duty.
Because you don't have a job.
No.
Because you're a woman.
You're looking for
in
a man to look after you. You don't have a job.
That's right.
Now to let him know you're there. always carry a hat box. Hard to ignore, I guess.
A hat box?
Yes.
Are they still a thing?
I don't know. Yeah, boy George would know. They're definitely a thing.
Yeah, mm. He'd have hat boxes.
You want to look good to him too. So if you dye your hair, pick a shade and stick to it. Men don't like change. Now you're ready to take things to the next level. Well, don't scare him off. Don't let your parents treat him like a potential husband. And
that's that one I actually still,
yeah, that one still
agree with,
yeah,
in the early stages of a relationship.
And if nothing else works, ladies, here's a wild idea. Let yourself sink at a fashionable beach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Because if you get a drown, you want to do it fashionably.
We'll get you.
I love these ones today.
Don't
this is
sink
one of the
like
best.
Calmly, though. You've got to thrash, otherwise they might not notice.
Are there women listening to this right now going, oh, good. Oh, I have a hat box.
Getting that out of storage.
I'll get that out of the roof later on today. Get me a man. Hey, Potters, thank you for listening. It's Cliffo and Gabby. Just a reminder that tomorrow, Wednesday, the 2nd of December 2020, it's another Alpha Bucks Wednesday.
It is. So you got to get your texting thumbs ready, because if you text us after 6 a.m.
Limber up, everyone.
Limber up those
limber
thumbs.
Limber up those thumbs.
You got to text us on 04800 18400 and we'll reply with a couple of answers for you. Yeah. So that's after 6 a.m.
I mean, gets you closer to a grand, so worth the limber. Surely. Big day. It's the 1st of December. It's borders opening to Queensland Day.
Advent calendars are starting.
Advent calendars, first day of summer, and it's officially Christmas season. So,
yes.
Now, a lot of people are staunch, like, you don't put the Christmas tree up until the 1st of December.
Yes.
We're a bit more laxy-daisy in our house. It's 1st of December or most convenient day near that.
Which was on the weekend,
that
right?
Was on Sunday. Same. For us. So, our tree is up. A lot of people would have done that. A lot of people holding off for today. I don't want to shoebox you, Gabby. Actually, in fact, I do.
You do.
That's exactly what I do right now. I believe there are two types of Christmas tree people.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are like our house now, which is any decorations go. So what I'm talking about is the paddle pop sticks, the pipe cleaners, the pine cones,
the drawings,
bits of raggedy cardboard, lots of stuff. I think that's what makes a house.
Ugh.
A home.
Mm.
And there you go. You've answered my question straight away. And then there's the people who believe their Christmas tree needs to look like it belongs on the front page of a Meijer catalogue.
Yes.
It's the most wonderful time.
I think we know the answer, but which column?
Well, I'm definitely the Meijer catalogue. Although my decorations are cheaper, they have to look good.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's a good thing with Kmart now, mate.
I know.
You can look like a Meijer tree on a Kmart budget.
Yeah, to the point where I had some green baubles and green just wasn't going to quite cut it. It wasn't up to scratch with my colour scheme this year, so it didn't even make it on there. So when I have kids, if they make handmade decorations, they've got to be up to a certain standard if they're going to make it onto the tree.
Nothing says fun Christmas. The most wonderful time of the year is you've got to be up to mum's standards.
If you paint a bauble, maybe. If you make a pipe cleaner decoration, it's a no from me.
Look, 13 10 60. I would love to speak to people out there who do what I have heard of before. I've seen this on social media. I don't know if anyone has actually done it, but I figure you might be this mum.
Mm.
But 13 10 60, are there any parents listening who let the kids have the joy of decorating the Christmas tree, but the minute they've gone to bed or they're out of sight or whatever, you redecorate the tree?
Yeah.
13, 10, 60.
That will be me 100%, because you want to give them the joy, but best of both worlds, you still want it to look good. So once
you know,
they go to bed,
will come,
once they go to bed, you just redo that, baby.
When they will smell a rat. Like my daughter.
Where's my pipe cleaner gone?
Is getting at that now. She's like, I don't know, because to be honest, like the first 5, maybe 6 years, if you're lucky, of a kid's life.
You can get away with it.
They pretty much believe anything you say. You can tell white lies, left, right, and centre.
Just say that like a fairy came in and redid the tree overnight.
Honey, look, Matilda, you finished the Tim Tams. I don't know what you mean. I ate them all. 13, 10, 60. See, it's a tough thing, isn't it, Melissa? Because you have to let the kids have the joy of decorating the tree, but then people like yourself, it's really hard to be content with a tree like that.
Oh, well, my son actually has his own Christmas tree. He's not allowed to touch mine.
Okay.
He's not allowed to touch it at all.
That's the spirit of Christmas right there.
So where does his tree live?
His is in the dining room and mine is in the lounge room. He's not allowed to touch my tree.
Right.
Don't touch my tree. That's a very strict rule.
I've
got to
be honest. It's un-Christmassy, don't
No,
Melissa.
I love it.
It's un-Christmassy.
It's the best. He still gets the joy.
No.
And so do you.
I got glass baubles on my tree. He's not allowed to touch them. Not allowed to go near them. Not even allowed to breathe near it.
If Home Alone taught me anything, glass baubles can be very, very dangerous.
That's true.
Pam on 131060, is this you? Are you a bit overprotective when it comes to the Christmas tree?
Pam, you there?
Pam?
Oh, sorry. Hello.
Hi, Pam.
What do you do with your Christmas tree, Pam?
Just off replacing some baubles.
Yeah, I was. No, so we don't put the tree up until the 1st, so it'll go up today.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yes. And I'm so bad that we have 10 kids and I make them only at school. They're only allowed to make the colour that I want to decorate the tree in. Don't bring the other ones home.
So do you have a different colour scheme each year or is it the same every year?
Sometimes we change it up, but it's usually the same. And I have a different tree like the other lady. So then if they do bring home the stuff I'm not real keen on, it goes on the other tree.
Put on the crap tree.
See, as I said, it's got to be up to a certain standard to make it onto the tree. I love that rule.
You have 10 kids. They're poor teachers.
I know.
Oh, little Johnny.
I'm only allowed to do red
Sorry.
This year.
Yeah, he's got to be red. Only red because his mum's crazy.
I love it.
Shannon is here. Shannon, are you a bit overprotective of the tree?
Yeah.
What do you do?
So I get the kids to decorate one side of the tree and I decorate the other and their side faces the wall.
Of course.
The side that no one
the
sees has
no
all
see.
Of their
that's
decorations.
That's so much love right there.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
It is the 1st of December, which means it's Advent Calendar Day. This is my favourite day because...
You
all
and
kinds
my
of different advent
6-year-old
calendars.
Daughter
yes.
are really
well. She's got the smiggle one.
All
she's
over
got
this.
A great one. I have a makeup one, and the reason I have a makeup one is because I can't be trusted with chocolate advent calendars, and that's where my Hacky Gabby comes in. Because if you're like me and you struggle to only have one chocolate a day in the lead up to Christmas, you don't have to. You can secret squirrel eat all the chocolates and have no one know that you've done it. So what you do...
Okay. I'm skeptical. I'm giving you a face right now that goes...
Yeah, you're like...
Convince me. Because I too, like you, have been there.
He's like, I just want to eat them all.
For me, it was always the standard purple Cadbury.
Yes.
With Santa on the front. It's around every year.
We had the Freddo Frog ones as kids. And
oh,
this is
cool.
Where I figured out the hack. So what you do, because my mum would look and make sure the windows hadn't been broken to make sure I was only eating one a day. But what you do, you open the advent calendar like you would a cereal box. So you actually open the top flaps of the box. You then slide the tray of chocolates out. You eat all the chocolates, slide the tray back in, glue the top back up, and the windows for each day are still sealed.
Intact.
So each day you still can open a window, so it looks
very smart.
You're only eating one a day.
You've just got to make sure that mum or whoever kids doesn't see.
Yeah.
Doesn't watch you
eat
the chocolate.
Chocolates.
You know what I mean?
And then you're good to go. And this is exactly why I cannot be trusted to buy a chocolate advent calendar ever. You know, because I'm just going to eat them all on the 1st of December.
If you could now try and come up with a hack of a way to beat the self-loathing... the feeling
that's
of eating your
of
advent calendar.
Once,
if you, that's the hack we want to hear, Gabby. The Hit Breakfast Show.